explains.
Swashbuckling adventures on Coniston water. Swallows and Amazons introduces us to the lovable Walker family.
How about having some of that cake, Aunt Susan?
Golly, I almost forgot. It's wizard, Mummy.
The camp on Wildcat Island, their trusty catboat, the Swallow, and the two intrepid Amazon girls, Nancy and Peggy Blackett.
That's jolly good, Nancy.
I thought I'd touch it up. It's getting a bit faded.
Pauline Marshall and her sister, Georgie, met the book's author, Arthur Ransom, while holidaying at Coniston in 1928. She believes that they were the inspiration for the Blackett girls and that their family dinghy was the inspiration for the Amazon. But mutiny is in the air. Pauline is amazed at claims by a local museum that it has the boat on which Ransom modelled the Amazon. She's devoted much of her life trying to prove otherwise.
It became rather irritating because I've kept silent for years about all this. It has an extra seat or thwart, and the centreboard case goes from one to the other. There's also a difference that the mast is stepped in an iron ring.
The disputed vessel is on display at the Windermere Steamboat Museum. Pauline says the real Amazon was sold by her father long ago and besides had fewer seats. The museum begs to differ.
The illustration may show a different number of seats, but again, I don't think Ransom was trying to be specific. And in a tiny drawing like that, perhaps he felt that more seats would appear cumbersome.
But surely she knows her boats. She is an Amazon after all.
I know that is a claim that she makes, and I understand she's written a book about that, but that's not something I can really discuss.
If we're not the Amazons, I'd eat my sou'wester boiled in bilge water.
But it's a dispute passing these youngsters by. A chance to sit with what could be the real-life Amazon, Peggy, is good enough for them. Carol Lowe, Northwestern Eyes.
Well, now, before we go, if you are watching on Friday,